is surely a good morning to see the lovely face and smiles. And but at the same time, so we need to remember those people who are not well. And the people are coughing in here and there, and make sure that is they are trying their best to worship God with you too, but protective of yourself too, to share the germs in this place. And we share lots of things in this place. One of the things we are sharing is adoration, worship, and praise. And for now, so that we are talking about what kind of a conversation we're going to have. And we are in the prayer sermon series right now. First one is that we talked about why we need to pray to God. It is a divine invitation from the Lord we received. And we as a Christians and followers of Jesus Christ have obligation to respond to the invitation. So we, as a call, the Christians and followers of Jesus Christ, we have to respond to this divine invitation, which is pray. We need to respond. If you and I do not respond to this invitation, we cannot call ourselves as a Christians or the followers of Jesus Christ. That was the first sermon summary of on the prayer sermon series. Second, we talked about what? Do you remember? Direction of prayer, right? Direction. And this is very important for us to remember. And we talked about four directions of prayer, right? And I think everybody remembers this. And the first one, right, it created at a cross, right? And last Sunday, we talked about this stick, upward, inward, outward, onward direction of a prayer and ministry should not be the one-time event. If we do it in one time, that means we're going to be a dead cross, dead church, dead Christian. No power. In order to generate the power in our midst, in our Christian walk together, we need to continuously upward, inward, outward, and onward. We need to practice on this, right? How many of you practice on this? And I still am working on this. And coordination is a little bit of a challenge still. And then we mentioned that we need to continuously practice on this. And last week, and we have an example of this prayer, four directional prayer as the Lord's Prayer, right? Upward, inward, outward, and onward. Continuously, we are emphasizing this because this is a framework of the prayer and framework of the ministry. Jesus set an example for us. Today, we are talking about the conversation, what types of conversation we need to have. First one is adoration and praise. Now, it is today is not my talking time, but your talking time too. So it is called the dialectical preaching style, which means you and I will be conversationing together in this sermon moment, sharing message moment. At the same time, you in the pew together, you guys need to talk to each other. It is a new way to sharing the message, informing the message, getting the message into our system. Not just hearing, but experiencing it. It's a multi-sensory worship style, multi-sensory of the preaching style. So it might be new to you, but it is called the preaching tool. So even though I'm not talking for 30 minutes or 20 minutes, you and I will be talking together in the presence of God, and you together with your friend, your spouse, will be talking together to form this message together. The one of the exercises I'm going to be challenging you or encouraging you to do is pair up with someone. And pair up with someone. If you have pair up, don't look at me. I cannot pair up with you all. So pair up means two people face to face together. It is important. You need to have a partner on this. Okay? If you have a husband and wife just sitting together, you have to pair up together. All right? Okay, face up together. In order to have a conversation, you need to have a partner, okay? And I believe that you guys have a partner. All right, okay, good. And then now, face to each other. This is a conversation. We are practicing. And it's, look at the partner right now. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. I brought up my timer. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And then tell your partner how great they are, how great she is, how great he is. In the 30 seconds, I don't know how many of you can elaborate 30 seconds of praise and adoration of the other partner. Just be creative if you do not know. All right? Ready, set, go. Time's up. How do you feel being told that you are so great? Great, right? That open up the conversation. That open up the relationship. They break down the wall between people. In order to build a relationship, and then we needed to start with the praise and worship. Praise and adoration. That is the way we are open up the conversation with God. Like we just exercise it in here. And in Psalm chapter 9:3, it talks about the praise of God. It gives you the example. And but we needed to practice how to open up the conversation with God. When people ask you to pray, or when I ask someone to pray, and they said, I do not know how to pray. Simply, we can open up this prayer, which is a conversation with God, with the adoration and praise. Open up the conversation where the channel of communication line with the Lord. And open up the conversation line with the strangers. Praise and adoration, that is the beginning step to open up the conversation. Praying is a conversationing with God, talking with God. That is the definition of the praying. You understand this, right? And then if we are on this on the same page, Psalm chapter 93 gives an example how to open up the upward the conversation. And then we needed to praise God in adoration, giving an adoration first to open up. God likes too. God wants to open up the conversation with the praise and adoration. Think about it. Someone coming to your office, open the door, and is saying that, hey, yo, I have a problem. That will shut down your listening device right there, right? What's up? And then I'm uptight, right? And in order to open up the conversation, you need to disarm people. The partner you would like to have a conversation with. Strangers, evangelism is very hard, many people said, because they do not know how to talk to the strangers. Talk to the stranger is very simple. If we follow the instruction, open up the conversation with the adoration and praise. Adoration means the expression of your love towards the other partner. If you have no love for other partner, there is no reason to have a conversation with, no talking with. There is no reason for it. If I have no love for you guys, you have no reason to be sitting there and hearing me. And if I have no love for you guys, I have no reason for me to standing here sharing the gospel. Because of love we have for God and for the congregation, for each other. Every Sunday we are coming together. Common goal we have in worship together every Sunday is worshiping, adoration, and praising God. That is the beginning. Here, Psalm chapter 93, if you have a Bible, open it up. We're going to be reading together verse 1 only first. It talks about, Psalm 93 talks about the reign of God, rule of God. And it created the 5, 6, 7 different adjectives. It talks about the reign of God and it describes the God's reign. And it is not a one sentence, but it elaborates the 5 verses about the reign of God. First verse talk about something. Let's find it out together. Verse 1 of Psalm 93. Ready? Let's read it. Go.
The Lord reigns. He is proud in majesty. The Lord is proud in majesty and is armed with strength. The world is firmly established. They cannot be moved. Your throne is...
You are going too far. First one, reign, and the glorious, mighty, and powerful reign. The writer describes this reign of God, powerful reign of God, and majestic, glorious. This is the first expression of the adoration to God in this place, in Psalm's heart. And then the reign of God can be described a different way that he explained. Verse 2, ready? Go. Eternity, from the beginning to end, Alpha and Omega, that is reign of God's community. We are part of this eternity. We need to continue this eternal reign of God in our heart, in our mind, and in our soul. For the greatest commandments God Jesus gave to us through the Matthew is love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul and mind, right? Use all of that. That is upward direction. At the same time, love your neighbor as you love yourself. If you do not love yourself, you cannot love your neighbors. Let's do exercise in here. Grab the same partner. Now, you need to give adoration to yourself. If you do not know how to adore yourself, love yourself, and praise yourself, you cannot praise anyone. All right? It is kind of a little bit embarrassing sometimes. But it's wrapping up. And praise yourself. Sometimes we do not have a good self-esteem. If we do not know how lovely we are, how wonderfully created by God, we do not see others that how great they are being created by God. So for the exercise of this time, please be bold and just express yourself. And then I'm going to give you 30 seconds or so. And the first praise adoration about others, and you guys really did well. All right? Ready? 30 seconds. Ready? Go. Thumbs up. How do you feel? How do you feel? Do you know that God creates you so wonderfully and beautifully for the great purpose? Do you know that? Do you know that you are born to be loved regardless how you think of yourself? I know that many times we are the one who critical about ourselves. We are so critical about ourselves and blind ourselves to see the blessing we received from the Lord. And yes, we are not perfect to be adored and praised, but God created us in God's image. Not that I am perfect, but God's image in us working toward the perfection and God's image working in us to beautify the God's image in us. Because of God, we are to praise ourselves too, adore ourselves. If you and I do not respect our body, mind and soul, then everything who I am, we are going against God's will. We are to praise because God created us. This is not ours. Our physical body, our personal life is not ours. It is God's. That is a precondition we are getting into the Christianity in here. So we need to know how precious we are. Yes, we do make many mistakes here and there. Yes, let's try not to make the same mistake over and over. And yet, God knows what kind of struggle we are going through. Let God know. We're going to talk about how to let God know later on in the future sermon series, future Sunday. It is important, by the way, to adore our God and adore ourselves so we can adore our friends, our community. If we do not know how awesome God is, and we cannot worship, we cannot adore, respect ourselves. At the same time, we cannot respect others. Love God upward. Love my neighbor as ourselves. Love me first. This is very important. Direction is very important. That's why when we come to worship, upward first, adoration, we recite the Apostles' Creed to make sure that we are tuning ourselves with God, define God in our worship. And then in this definition, we are adoring, we are praising. Praising is our little bit further way of the adoration. Adding singing and music to the adoration is praising. And there are many different ways of adoring God, adoring others, adoring ourselves. Some people expect to hear the word of love. Some people expect to receive a gift to be feeling, to felt, by receiving a gift, they feel loved. Some people being nice or just walking together is enough. Some people need to have letters or just chocolate, piece of chocolate. But that is a funniest case. There are many different ways to express love. And then if we go on to the psalmist in here, eternity, that was the verse 2 talked about. There is other way to express the adoration of the reign of God, verse 3 and 4. Let's read it. Ready? Go. This talks about the triumph, winning, and victory. God is winning over everything, eternity, mighty way, triumphantly. Victory is God's. Do you remember the victory song I share with you? If you want a victory, tell me what you want. If you want a victory, tell me what you want. If you want a victory, tell me what you want. God will answer you. Remember this song? Victory is ours. But by ourselves, no. But it's the reign of God. Victorious reign of God needed to be with us. That's why we needed to be connected with God. And we needed to force ourselves connect with God if it doesn't come naturally. Going to gym is not a natural thing. I have a belly membership, but I haven't been gone to the gym yet. I need to force myself. I needed to force myself to be in a shape and an exercise. Christianity is the same thing. If you do not do anything about Christianity, you are not going to go anywhere. You are not going to get your spiritual muscle to be strengthened and tightened up. You need to exercise. Coming to worship on Sunday is the beginning. Coming to the gym is the beginning. And what kind of exercise you're going to do, it is up to you. But coming to church, coming to gym is the first step. And starting the adoration conversation with God, with myself, and with our friends is the beginning. Let's start this beginning so we can be triumph in all the things, whatever we can do in the reign of God, because the reign of God is the triumph. And in the verse 5, let's read it together. Ready? Go. Here, the faithfulness it talks about, the reign of God is so faithfulness. The stand firm. He is not forsaken by anything. When he said he will do, he will do. Do you remember that God said that? I will answer you if you call. Do you remember? God said it, I will answer you. God determined that God will have a conversation with you when you call. God will not put you through the answering machine. God will not go through the secretary office. God directly answered the phone whenever you call. God said that, I determined that I will answer you. Here, when he said that he will answer, he will answer. His faithfulness, it is in here. In holiness. Holiness. Separate from all others. You and I are holy people. We are being chosen to do God's work. How? Through the adoration conversation first. Community. We needed to have this faithful holiness conversation, adoration. Last conversation I would like to have you is, 30 seconds again, talk about adoring our community. Yes, so our church being in the 47 years birthday, we're going to celebrate this year. For 47 years, we've been standing here in this community as a church. Why you are here for the length of the time you've been here. Talk about and adore the church. Bless the church in conversation. Why you are here. Why you want other people to join our church in this joyful fellowship. Talk about it. Word has a power. You are thinking about it. You are feelings about it. But if you do not say it, nobody will know how awesome church you are part of. How great church, how amazing, faithful community you are being part of. For 30 seconds, I'm going to encourage you to praise your church, God's church given to you to do God's ministry through in the community, in the world. So 30 seconds, think about it and talk about how blessed we are to have this church, how great this church is. Ready? Go. Time's up. How blessed are we? In China, there is no freedom to have open worship like this. In China, where communist place, there is no place to talk about how great God is. You and I have this freedom. Let's just not sit on this freedom. Some people are hungry to have this freedom to praise, adore our God. Let us use this power of freedom to adore our God, adore ourselves, and adore our friends and community, and adore the God's kingdom to come. upward, inward, outward, onward. That is the direction of praise. This coming week, I'm going to challenge you to praise our God every single day and praise word, music, or the song, or the world. Say something about yourself, how good you are. And how good your husbands and wives and your children are. Bless them with the word and in action. And bless the people to come in the future. The reason why we are having this adoration and praise conversation is because of God. The source of our praise and the adoration conversation is God. So let us sing the doxology together to clean it up, our mind and souls to connect ourselves with the Lord. The doxology, it is a dox, meaning it's a glory, a logic. Logic means is the word, the declaration. We are declaring the glory of God by singing this one. Let us sing together.
Praise God from whom all blessings.